Okay, so we've got this book, right? Car Detailing San Antonio. The author, Dylan Tyburski, he like really knows his stuff.
Oh yeah, you can tell he lives and breathes this stuff.
Totally. And he had me hooked from the intro. He starts as a teenager just washing cars, and now he runs one of San Antonio's top detailing places.
Talk about a success story.
Right. But okay, let's dive in. You know, I thought I knew a bit about car care, but the science he gets into blew me away. It's not just soap and water, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. Like, do you know about these tiny iron particles that get embedded in your paint and you can't even see them?
Iron particles, seriously.
Yeah. Dylan talks about using this stuff called Iron X to remove them. Apparently, over time, they cause some serious damage.
Wow, like invisible enemies attacking your paint.
Exactly. And it's all chemistry, which Dylan breaks down in a way that's surprisingly really interesting.
Okay, so we're talking serious car spa treatments here. And speaking of, he busted a myth I totally believed. Washing your car only when it looks dirty. Big mistake.
Huge. He says even cars that seem clean can have contaminants just like eating away at the finish.
It's like a slow and silent attack.
Right. Dylan's a big advocate for a consistent routine, like a monthly wash at least.
Monthly. Isn't that a bit much?
Not at all, especially when you think about all the stuff our cars go through.
Yeah.
UV rays, bird droppings, tree sap.
Oh, tell me about it. That's the worst.
Right. And even those drive-through car washes.
Yeah, the ones with the giant spinning brushes.
Those, they can do more harm than good scratching up your clear coat with those harsh detergents.
Okay, so maybe I've been a little too reliant on those drive-throughs.
Maybe just a tad. Dylan's all about minimizing those tiny scratches, he calls them swirl marks, that dull your car's finish over time. He much prefers hand washing or those touchless washes.
It's all about protecting your investment, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of protection, he gets into some pretty in-depth stuff about paint correction. Have you heard of that?
Paint correction? Yeah, it sounds intense. Like, is that something the average person needs?
It can be a game changer, actually. Imagine like erasing those tiny scratches and swirl marks that make your car look, a little less shiny.
Okay, so it's like a mini resurfacing for your car's paint.
Exactly. It brings back that deep mirror-like shine.
Sounds amazing, but probably expensive.
It can be. It's not really a DIY kind of thing either. You'd want a professional who knows what they're doing. Dylan compares it to finding a good artist. They need to understand what you want to achieve.
Interesting analogy. So it's about skill, not just equipment.
Right. And he stresses that paint correction can significantly increase your car's resale value, too.
That makes sense, especially if you're trying to impress potential buyers. Okay, so we've covered the importance of washing and paint correction, but then Dylan takes it a step further with this whole ceramic coating thing.
Right. It's like waxing, but on a whole other level. He calls it a game changer in car care.
A game changer, huh? So, is it worth the hype and the cost? Because it sounds pricey.
Well, that's where understanding your goals comes in.
It's an investment, right? Like
Yeah.
you're investing in protecting your car for the long haul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the money either. A ceramic coating can actually save you time in the long run.
How so?
Well, think about it. You won't have to wax your car as often, and it'll stay cleaner longer because dirt and grime won't stick to it as easily.
So less wash, less waxing, more time to actually enjoy your car. I like the sound of that.
Right. It's all about maximizing that enjoyment factor.
Right.
And you know what else Dylan really emphasizes?
What's up?
The importance of finding the right detailer. It's like he says you wouldn't trust just anyone with a paintbrush to create a masterpiece.
So true. It's like finding an artist who understands your vision for your car.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You want someone who's meticulous, who pays attention to detail, and who uses high-quality products and techniques.
And speaking of products, Dylan goes into a lot of detail about the tools of the trade, like those microfiber towels he's obsessed with.
Oh yeah, he's all about those microfiber towels. He says they're essential for preventing those dreaded swirl marks, those tiny scratches that can make your car's paint look dull.
And he really hates those automated car washes, right? The ones with the giant spinning brushes.
Hates is a strong word, but let's just say he's not a fan. He much prefers hand washing or touchless car washes to minimize the risk of scratching.
It's all about being gentle with your car's paint. It's like he says you wouldn't scrub your face with a Brillo pad.
Exactly. You got to treat it with care.
Yeah.
So we've talked about washing, paint correction, ceramic coating. What else is there?
Well, he also dives into the often neglected world of interior detailing.
Ah, yes, the inside of the car.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget about, but just as important as the exterior.
Totally. I mean, you spend so much time in your car, it should be a sanctuary, not a trash can on wheels.
Right. And it's not just about aesthetics either. A clean interior can actually improve your health.
Really? How so?
Think about all the dust allergens and bacteria that can build up in your car over time.
Ew, I don't even want to think about it.
Exactly.
Ugh.
But a professional detailer can get rid of all that nasty stuff, leaving your car's interior clean, sanitized, and smelling fresh.
It's more than just a quick vacuum, right? We're talking about really getting into those nooks and crannies.
Oh, yeah. Dylan's a big believer in going beyond the surface.
Like giving your car that deep, clean feeling.
Exactly. He breaks it down step by step, from shampooing carpets and upholstery.
Which, let's be honest, can get pretty gross over time.
Tell me about it. He even gets into cleaning and conditioning leather seats.
Making everything look and smell brand new again.
Right. And speaking of smells, he talks about how professional detailing can get rid of those stubborn odors that you just can't seem to shake. Pet smells, smoke, even just that musty old car smell.
Oh, man, that musty smell is the worst.
It's like no matter how much air freshener you use,
it just lingers.
Exactly. But Dylan says a good detailer can banish those odors for good.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here. Washing, paint correction, ceramic coating, interior detailing. It's clear that Dylan's passionate about this stuff.
Totally. But it's more than just passion, right?
What do you mean?
He's sharing his expertise, his artistry, with anyone who cares about their car.
It's like he's saying, your car is an extension of you, so treat it right.
Exactly. Whether you're a car enthusiast or just want your ride to look its best, Dylan's advice is invaluable.
Totally agree. So as we wrap up our deep dive into car detailing San Antonio, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
I think it's that a little car care goes a long way. Whether you do it yourself or hire a professional, taking care of your car is an investment that pays off.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's about protecting your investment, but it's also about enjoying the ride. And for anyone listening who's feeling inspired to give their car a little TLC, remember Dylan's motto, don't just drive your car, experience it.
Love that.
Okay, folks, that's a wrap on this deep dive. We've uncovered the secrets of professional detailing, but now it's your turn. Take a closer look at your car. What does it tell you? What kind of care and attention does it deserve?